The moon has risen, hearts are bright. It has come with joy and light. But deeper still, beyond delight, is meaning youth must hold tight. Deep reflections.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to this brand silsila Eid Reflections and Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's topic, we are going to discuss making Eid celebration meaningful for the youth. Subhanallah. And there's going to be many, many lessons that we can derive from there, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So brace yourself for this lovely program that is Eid Reflections. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we start with our topic of today, let's first and foremost recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope that you are making an abundance of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takbir-e-tashriq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله. As it is our topic to make Eid celebration meaningful for the youth. What do we mean by that? How can we make Eid al-Adha meaningful for the youth? To sum it up, this is not just a festival of celebration, Eid al-Adha. It is way more than that. It's a festival of deep historical roots. It is the celebration of profound lessons and a powerful message of submission, sacrifice and purpose. Subhanallah. And this is what our youth can take away from this celebration of Eid al-Adha. Subhanallah. Now, the practical process of making it more meaningful for the youth, and so they get the maximum out of Eid al-Adha and the celebration, subhanallah. Let's start by revisiting what Eid al-Adha really means, right? Many youths out there know that it is the Eid where you slaughter animals, usually relate to when it comes to Eid al-Adha. But the essence runs much deeper than just that, subhanallah. Absolutely, Eid al-Adha commemorates the obedience of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, following into his footsteps, subhanallah, who was ready to sacrifice his son, Sayyidina Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, in full submission to Allah's command. This is the first key lesson of Eid that we can take away with us. That is the first lesson that we need to be taught. Our children, the teenagers that are there, who still are celebrating Eid, but they lose the essence of it. It is a story of faith, the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. They sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a parable of faith, trust and love for Allah. So Eid al-Adha stands as a symbol of the love of Allah azza wa jal and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned, this entire account as to how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he offered the sacrifice of his own son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, in submission to the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah azza wa jal commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son, what was his response? Did he now start contemplating and hesitating? No. He said, Ya Rab, labbaik. He said, labbaik to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama have said that this same labbaik, when we say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, all these labbaiks are in the memory of the labbaik of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanallah. Look at how rich is the history of Islam, subhanallah. And we see how Allah azza wa jal replaced Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam with a ram from heaven. And this moment was not about blood, yes, No blood from the Mubarak body of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was spilled, but it was about submission. His sacrifice still got accepted, although he wasn't slaughtered. Subhanallah. Look at the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he witnessed this mercy of Allah azza wa jal, presented the ram. And he said, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. And then Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, in his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allahu akbaru walillahi alhamd. Subhanallah. So this takbir al-tashriq is a combination of the adhkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, combined zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these three individuals who are close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's inshallah azza wa jal dive deeper into the role of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam as a son. Subhanallah, he was also in his youth, mashallah, in his teenage, we can say, according to our standards. And subhanallah, what a beautiful manner that he had. How was his upbringing? Allahu Akbar. That he was ever ready to sacrifice himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the father told him that this is what I see in the dream, as a young man, as a teenager, subhanallah, he didn't hesitate. He didn't have a second opinion. He said, Oh my father, do as you are commanded. Inshallah, you'll find me patient. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He made sabr. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, then his sacrifice was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though by the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, he was safeguarded and protected and wasn't slaughtered. Subhanallah. This is a true account of submission. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals His mercy upon those who submit to Him, subhanallah, and how He safeguards His bondsmen, Allah, Allah. And here, as a youth, as a young man, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he didn't backchat to his father. He didn't say to his father, no, I'm not going to do this. It will cost me my life. None of that, subhanallah. He was ever ready and willing to sacrifice himself. Even shaitan came and tried to put whispers in his mind, whispers in his heart, that, you know, where your father is taking you? He said, yeah, we're going into the woods. Maybe some work. He said, no, your father is taking you to sacrifice you, to slaughter you. He said, oh, okay, why would he do that? He said, because he feels that he has seen in the dream that he is slaughtering you and he has been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter you. He said, if that is the case, if this is the command of my Rabb Azza wa Jalla, I'm not going to stand in the way. Subhanallah. And all the better, he is following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be it. Allahu Akbar. And today's youth, our youth, especially the teenagers, teenage is, it has got an image of defiance, you know. Teenagers are known for their defiance because this is the age where they transition from their childhood into their adulthood. And this age, there are a lot of, you know, hormonal imbalances and their hormone states, everything is changing in their body. And they find it hard to adjust it. And sometimes they feel agitated. Sometimes they can't really take it, you know, and they are on the edge. Allahu Akbar. And as a result, they tend to be very edgy. Very quick to snap and defiance, yes, that comes naturally in that age. And Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was in that age, Allahu Akbar. But do you know what's the difference between us and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam? Between our youth and his youth, subhanallah. Sometimes when we are growing up and transitioning from our childhood to our youth, we grow too big for our boots. That is the reality. But him, subhanallah, he knew the respect, the manners that he needs to observe, obedience to his father, subhanallah, obedience to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these values were inculcated in him, were instilled in him, subhanallah, by his blessed parents, Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam told his son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, that we are going to build the house of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Holy Kaaba. And subhanallah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam stood on top of a rock, that is Maqam Ibrahim, And subhanAllah, and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam would gather the stones from various different places and help his father construct the beautiful Kaaba, the house of Allah, subhanAllah. And it was the combined effort of father and son. Allahu Akbar. Look at, take it as an example. You know, as children, as youth, you got your father alive, alhamdulillah, with you. This is the moment you can partake, help your parents. For example, if your father is going gardening, if your father is going to, subhanAllah, do any project, work on any projects, you know, and any leisure activities, get together, do a teamwork, subhanAllah. When the father is going for nafl salah, after performing salah in the masjid, and late night nafl salah, then as a son, you see your father is doing, performing his nafl salah. What is our duty, to sit and play games? No, we should go and join the father, subhanAllah. The mother is struggling in the kitchen. We should just stand and watch her struggle, or should we go and lend a helping hand? Subhanallah. When it comes to qurbani, subhanallah, the father is busy doing qurbani, skinning the animals, and dealing with the carcasses and so on. As a son, isn't it your responsibility to be hands-on and take part in it, subhanAllah? While the father is doing other things, you go do some packaging, some cleaning, something here and there. If you don't know what to do, ask your father, he'll guide you, subhanAllah. And this is such a beautiful occasion for father and son bonding. Just like Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This qurbani that took place, it took place right in front of the father and the son, subhanAllah. So it was also the bonding between father and son, and that bonding never stopped. And then they went on to construct the Holy Kaaba, subhanAllah. Just like how when you get school projects, right? How your parents go and help you do your school project. You know, you bonding, you doing things together, they helping you build the project, subhanAllah. So likewise, alhamdulillah, there can be many different occasions, various different ways, and you can truly truly partake and bond with your parents, and subhanAllah, it will only bring peace and harmony in home. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he was such a youth, such a young man, that many youths think of him as just a passive figure, you know, in the story. But there is more to the story, subhanAllah. Indeed, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was not a child, but a young teenager. And when this event occurred of slaughtering and sacrificing Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he wasn't a child, he was a teenager at the time, and he showed maturity, he showed courage, he showed submission, subhanAllah. And he was mature and way more respectful for his age, subhanAllah. And this is what we need to learn. This is what we need to teach our children. These are the values that we need to instill in our offspring. Yes, if we want the outcome and the iman like that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, then we need to incorporate their values into our lives. This is a powerful lesson for our youth, that age does not stop you from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being part of something bigger. Also, the willingness of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to be sacrificed, it shows that youth can have spiritual strength when guided properly. Subhanallah. So yes, we don't need to only use our muscles and strong muscles as we are young, but we also need to exercise our intellect, our wisdom. Subhanallah, both together. Because a four-legged animal also has a lot of strength, but it doesn't have intellect. So here we learn, subhanallah. And how do we use our intellect? That's also we learn from the story of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam as youth. Yes, he was strong. He was a strong boy, subhanAllah. And he also was a very smart person. He went on to be a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He is such a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through his lineage, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. Allah, Allah. So yes, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was no ordinary personality, but he came and taught us as a youth figure that how our youth must be spent, how we must help and obey our parents, how we must be a helping hand, a pillar of support to our parents. Subhanallah. And when we are transitioning from our childhood to our adulthood, we shouldn't misbehave and have this sort of attitude with our parents. Our parents tell us to go right, we go left. They say, don't do this, we go deliberately do the exact same thing. They say, don't hang out with these bad boys, and we go and do the exact same thing. Yes. They tell us, it's time to bed, go to bed. Don't keep yourself awake unnecessarily late till night. You'll have a problem waking up for Fajr, but we couldn't care less. So this is our attitude as youth, as teenagers. But subhanAllah, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, the father said that I've seen in the dream that I'm slaughtering you, I'm offering sacrifice. What do you think? What is your opinion? And he said that, oh my father, do as you are commanded. He was being supportive. Are we supportive of our parents to carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help them, you know, do the fard duties? Do they salahs on time? Do we do that? Do we help our parents in any which way? If we don't, then this is the time to take inspiration from the life of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and be an exemplary child, subhanAllah, that the world admires, subhanAllah. When they hear the accounts, when people hear the accounts of the childhood of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, they say, Allahu Akbar, Allah knows best which madrasa he went to, which institute he went to that taught him such good manners. Allahu Akbar. These manners were taught by the parents, by his parents. Subhanallah. So if we as parents, we don't do our due diligence in teaching them the morals, the Islamic ethics, the Islamic values, then how can our children be obedient like that? We need to set an example. We need to make the hadith of Rasulullah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his seerah widespread in our homes. The children must be taught how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend his childhood, how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend his youth, how was his akhlaq, his moral code of conduct, subhanallah, how he would deal with people, how he was truthful, how he was trustworthy, how he was the most honest person, subhanallah. All of this, when we inculcate, when we instill these Islamic values into our children, the result will be amazing, inshallah, azawajal. But we got to start somewhere, right? Alhamdulillah. This is so inspiring, hearing the accounts of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, for our youth especially. Inshallah, azawajal, let's go and listen to a beautiful kalam. Thereafter, we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghani kaisi wo pur kaif ghadi thi jab saamne nazron ke madine gali thi nazron se liye wo se kabhi honton se chuma nazron se liye wo se kabhi honton se chuma us shehar ki har cheez mujhe khoob lagi thi us shehar ki har cheez mujhe khoob lagi thi लजपाल की चौखट पे खड़ा था लजपालों के लजपाल की چوکھٹ پہ کھڑا تھا، قسمت میری اس در پہ کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی، قسمت میری اس در پہ کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی، کیفی بتاؤں تمہیں لوگوں، کیفیت دل کیسے بتاؤں تمہیں لوگوں، جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی، جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی، مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر، مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر، آنسو تھے رواں ایسے کہ ساون کی جھڑی تھی، آنسو تھے رواں ایسے کہ ساون کی جھڑی تھی، لے ڈوبتے آمال میرے مجھ کو نیازی، لے ڈوبتے آمال میرے مجھ کو نیازی، جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی، جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی، اللہ غنی کیسی وہ پر کیف گھڑی تھی، جب سامنے نظروں کے مدینے کی گلی تھی،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، سبحان اللہ، سچ اے ونڈرفل کلام، ماشاء اللہ، سو سودنگ اینڈ سولفل، ماشاء اللہ. اینڈ ناؤ لیٹس گیٹ بیک ٹو آور ٹوڈیز ڈسکشن، اینڈ دیٹ از میکنگ عید سیلیبریشن میننگ فل فار دا یوتھ. وی ایز پیرنٹس اٹس آور ڈیوٹی ٹو گائیڈ آور چلڈرن آن دا رائٹ پاتھ، وی ہیو اے ڈیوٹی and a responsibility to uphold. Having children is way more than just becoming a father. Being a father comes, being a mother, it comes with a great responsibility. And we are responsible for the well-being, the upkeep, and for the physical and the spiritual upbringing of our children. Allah Azza wa Jal commands in the Holy Quran and teaches us that save yourself and your children from the fire of hell. So we have been designated the duty not only safeguarding ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, it is our duty to safeguard our children as well from the fire of hell. And this is where the crux of the matter lies. During the celebration of Eid, subhanAllah, it is our duty We can't expect from the children to know all of this. It is the time of Eid al-Adha, maybe a few days prior. We should have equipped our children with the basic fiqhi knowledge with regards to the handling of the animals and then to how to make qurbani, how to make dhaba, what to read, and subhanallah, how to make the proper intention and all of this. Otherwise, how are they going to learn? This is practical life, right? Perhaps these things are more hands-on, qurbani, slaughtering the animal, right? And these things cannot be necessarily taught in a madrasa setting because, subhanAllah, as parents, we are our children's first madrasa. We need to teach them first. There have been many examples, right? Many greats, if we look into their lives, subhanAllah, they first asatiza were their parents. Subhanallah. Take for example, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, who was his teacher, his primary teacher, his main teacher, who taught him most of the sciences, was nobody other than his beloved father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and many other scholars of Islam. We see this theme in many of their lives. That's how they became such great personalities of Islam later on. So the first upbringing and the first subhanallah, their development, spiritual development, it began at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do we not know Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he got his spiritual training, subhanallah, where he got his spiritual development, that he became the imam of all the awliya, subhanallah, that wilayat is distributed from his door, Allahu, because he was nurtured in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the very childhood. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. And let's talk the reality. The reality in our lives that many youths, they see the day of Eid al-Adha as the day to take selfies, to play with your phones, you know, to play games. And if they partake, then it is only to do with meat distribution, go and give this person, this relative, the meat. And these are just few things where the Eid celebration is limited to for them. Whereas we would be doing everything on the day of Eid, but we don't make them part of the celebration of Eid, meaning get them involved in the qurbani process. Get them involved in holding the animal. Get them involved in packaging the meat. Get them involved in many different activities on the day of Eid, subhanAllah. So they also know and they feel part of this entire celebration and not just part of it. You know what I'm saying? Subhanallah. So this is very important. I mean, we have learnt it in this manner. If our parents didn't teach us, then we wouldn't also know the practical aspect of it. Yes, we can study something and get the intellectual understanding of it. But the practical, it is done at home. It is done with your parents. It is done as a family, subhanAllah. Everybody comes together. You know, some homes, it is so beautiful and so nice to see that children, the youth and the elderly, everybody is getting together, mashallah. They all are doing their qurbani in one place, subhanAllah. Sometimes the large families, they gather all of them, the uncles, the aunts, the grandparents, right? And everybody will gather in one house, one big house, subhanAllah. We'll have the big yard and that's where they'll do their qurbani, mashallah, as a family. This is what we miss out on. While they are busy, we as youth, we as teenagers, we as children, we don't go and partake in it. And our elderly people also, they don't enforce it. We should do it. Otherwise, our children, how are they going to learn tomorrow when it comes to doing qurbani? They are looking for people to facilitate the qurbani for them because they don't know how. This is how we can teach them. Hands-on training of the children. Subhanallah. Before we lose the meaning of Eid, let's inshallah Azza wa Jalla get our children and the youth involved in the activities of Eid, in the activities related to qurbani. And mashallah, there are few reasons as to why we should really get our youth, our children involved in the activities of Eid and the qurbani. Even when it comes to subhanAllah, waking up in the morning, taking them to Eidgah. Yes, even though they may be small, but we must get them into the habit that this is no ordinary day, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this day to celebrate and make it known to them. We shouldn't only wake them up every day for school, but rather, subhanallah, we should wake them up for Fajr. We should wake them up to go and prepare themselves and take them to Eidgah with us. And that's how their eyes will open to the reality. Yes, this is the true celebration of our beautiful Deen of Islam. Otherwise, what happens is that children, they go to school, they hang out with other children who belong to other faiths, and then they start looking at their celebration, they feel a sense of losing out, FOMO, fear of missing out. And then they come at home and they narrate to you that, my friend, he was doing the celebration like this, like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given them the days to celebrate. Subhanallah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Madina Munawwara, and his Sahaba migrated, people of Medina, they used to have 2 days of celebration prior to the advent of Islam. So the Sahaba, they came and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the people of Medina, they have 2 days of celebration. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gifted them 2 days of Eid, subhanallah. He said, Allah azza wa jal has also given you 2 days of celebration, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In which we host, we feast, we feed people, mashallah. And these are the days in which we make an abundance of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while we are in the process of celebrating Eid, Qurbani, everything is, mashallah, going well, we need to have a session with the youth. Tell them about the virtues of Qurbani. Narrate to them the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, what they went through. This is the rich history of Islam, subhanallah. And how the beautiful Deen of Islam teaches us to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why are we offering our qurbani for the sake of Allah azza wa jal? It is in the remembrance of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the qurbani of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, the qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't we read Surah Kawthar, as children and teenage youth? You would know this beautiful surah of the Holy Quran because this is short and sweet, mashallah, easy to learn, easy to remember. This is the first surah that I memorized. I still remember Surah Kawthar, mashallah, in which we are commanded to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Subhanallah, and this is the entire surah. MashaAllah, in this surah we learn that Allah Azza wa Jal commands the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this beautiful surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Kawthar. First of all, Allah Azza wa Jal gives the glad tidings to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that He has granted him an abundance of good, MashaAllah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal commands him to offer prayers and sacrifice. Subhanallah. And we can narrate these beautiful short surahs of the Holy Quran with the translation from Kanzul Iman and the tafsir, and then dive deeper as to what is the history of Qurbani, how it all started. Children, they love stories. And if we don't share the stories with them, how are they going to know? Subhanallah. This is the time to do it. The occasion of Eid al-Adha. If we don't tell our youth the stories in relatable ways, they won't be able to connect. And we want them to be able to connect to it. There must be a sentimental value for them as well. It doesn't suffice them. Us knowing it doesn't suffice them. We also need to pass it on to them. Imagine if our parents, our teachers kept the information, the knowledge to themselves. How would we know? They wouldn't, right? Subhanallah. And we need to get our youth involved in the rituals of Eid al-Adha. Kids usually, they often just watch. They don't partake. And they want to. This is the kid's nature, mashallah. They want something to do. But we sometimes keep them too occupied with something else that doesn't have any relationship with the Eid itself. We get them occupied, go play games, go do this, go do that, just to get them out of the way. But the truth is, we need to get them involved, hands-on experience. Just like how our parents did it. Kids, they're not made of cotton wool, right? We shouldn't treat them as such. The life, as we're facing it, hardship, reality of life, kids also need to be given a small dosage of it. as much as they can handle. We should expose them to some hard facts of life. Subhanallah. And in this way, they will grow stronger. Whereas our children, we don't feel any shame giving our children social media and the devices where they go, and Allah knows what they get up to there. If we don't monitor it, if we don't have an app to monitor the activities on the devices, then as parents, we are thinking, okay, we're doing something good, keeping the child busy. Yes. That only takes care of the problem in the short term. In the long term, it is going to be very difficult. They develop, you know, a short span of focus, meaning they can't focus more than 30, 40 seconds at a time. They grew agitated. They are fidgety. And all of this development happens slowly, slowly, slowly. And by the time we get to the seriousness of it, it's already done. The damage is done. Too late. The content nowadays on social media, there's some absolute rubbish, brain rot content. 30-second videos, 40-second videos, all fun and games, fast-paced, with blasting music in the background. Is this what we want our children to be exposed to? Especially on the day of Eid, just to get them out of the way? We are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And the children, they are singing nursery rhymes with the music in the background. Allahu Akbar. How is that going to work out? We need to also teach them these values of Islam. Bring them closer. Embed the seed of devotion in their heart. And that is how their spiritual development will begin. And this Eid occasion can be a fresh start, subhanAllah. Only if we are willing to put in the work, to put in the necessary work and the effort. But if you feel you are overwhelmed yourself, how you're going to bring the children into it, and you yourself don't know half of the procedure and the method of qurbani and so on. If you don't know, then learn. SubhanAllah. What you are going through, do we want our children to go through the same? When it time comes for making qurbani, just like us, we know half the stuff. Our children won't know even the quarter of it. Is this what we want to happen later on? No, this is not the way. We need to break the ice somewhere along the line. Eid is about sacrifice. Eid is about devotion. Eid is not about outfits and wearing shiny clothes and feasting on delicious food. Yes, that is part of it. But that is not the sole purpose of it, right? And when it comes to sacrificing, subhanAllah, we need to really get our children involved, get the youth involved, and remove this barrier that we have with the elderly and the youth. The youth must be able to relate to the elderly in a respectful manner, obviously. And the elderly must be kind and approachable to the youth. How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought these two different age gaps together? This age gap was removed. Yes. The youngsters, they were commanded to respect the youth, and in the elders, they were commanded to be merciful and kind to the youth, subhanAllah. So this is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says in the hadith that he is not one of us who is not respectful towards the elders, and he who is not compassionate towards the youngsters. SubhanAllah. Such a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can do a practical of this hadith on the day of Eid, if we want to, if we are willing, inshallah. How beautiful it would be. Youth need spaces to connect. Yes, if it's a big space where you're offering qurbani, family is gathering there, mashallah. Everybody is busy doing something. They are also taking part in it actively. So this is the space for them to connect with others. Sometimes our youth, our children, they don't know half of the family. This is the time and occasion where they get to mingle and meet every family member, mashallah, and create a beautiful bond of the family. We need to reflect and serve. And the day of Eid, it provides the perfect opportunity to do that, inshallah. Listen, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, listen to a beautiful nasiha. Thereafter, we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Eid al-Adha is a day of joy, but it is also a day of unity. As the pilgrims in Mina, they perform their various sunnahs, rituals, Muslims all over the world come together in salah, in sacrifice and in celebration. Whether you are in a mansion or a refugee camp, a city or a village, Eid is for every single Muslim. It doesn't belong to one culture, to one class or to one country or one group of people. It is a day to bridge gaps, to heal hearts and come closer as the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Visit family, share your food, call the person you haven't spoken to in a while. Eid is the perfect time to remove bitterness from our hearts, to smile even at a stranger, and to remember that this faith is built upon brotherhood and compassion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states that give gifts to one another, it shall bring about love between yourselves. Let this Eid be even more than a celebration. Let it be a statement that we are one ummah, one family, one purpose to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, such a beautiful nasiha from our Mubaligh of Dawat Islami, MashaAllah. And now we are continuing with our today's theme, and that is making Eid celebration meaningful for the youth. There are certain activities that we can get the kids involved, get the youth involved, mashallah. And maybe short stories, maybe have a quiz, just impromptu, just like that, you know. Ask them certain questions about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha, about the Holy Kaaba, about the Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, about the Qurbani animals, right? And many different things, subhanallah. And vice versa. Give them easy questions and mashallah, they will be so interested and you'll be amazed at the results that it will be, inshallah, bear fruit later on. They will get really close to the Islamic teachings because they know it's fun. There's so much to learn, mashallah. And children, youth, they are naturally, they are keen, they are inquisitive. They want to learn. They are thirsty for knowledge. It depends that we need right triggers, inshallah, azza wa jal, to develop that passion in them, you know. Anytime somebody tells me, you know, I don't like reading, right? I only got one response. You haven't read the right stuff. That's why you don't like reading. Subhanallah. And creative challenges on the day of Eid, short stories, maybe watch one beautiful Madani pool from the website of Dawat Islami Madani channel, mashallah. Ghulam Rasool cartoon. That's also a very good way of interacting with the children and the youth and for them to learn Islamic values from there. Mashallah, at the same time, they are being entertained. And we should also get the children involved in giving out parcels, food hampers, you know, Qurbani meat to the poor and the needy. And make sure and encourage the children, instead of giving the poor people food with your own hands, give the parcel in the hand of the kids or the youth. So they also get a taste of what it feels like giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That can be their spiritual training coming from you, from the parent. Inshallah, azza wa jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq, ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The moon has risen, hearts are bright. Eid has come with joy and light. But deeper still, beyond delight, is meaning youth must hold tight.
Deep reflections, deep reflections.